In the previous chapter, you saw the use of the backslash n to insert a new line. And as I mentioned, that's called an escape sequence. Well, there's a lot of escape sequences. These are, of course, just special character literals. And here they are, the ones that you can use in C. This is most of them. I've actually left a couple off because they don't exist in Java. So these are the ones that will work in both languages. Backslash T is a tab. And that, of course, is dependent on what your system uses for tabs, but usually they're 8 characters. Backslash 0 is a null byte. That is, it's actually an encoding of 0 stored as characters, but it'll be all zeros as far as its bits. We'll see more of that later. That's important with string processing. If you actually want to have a backslash come out, well, you have to have a way to do that. You can't just say backslash because, as you can see, backslash is special. It introduces an escape sequence. So to get a single backslash, you just put down 2 of them. Let's see. Backslash B is backspace. Backslash R, carriage return. Backslash F is form feed. They're not used all that much, but they're there in case you need them. And then finally, you can define any character knowing the encoding by the octal bit pattern. You say backslash and then give it 3 digits. The first one could or, doesn't have to be a 0, but probably will be. But it's interpreted as octal, whether you have a leading 0 or not. And again, though, this is only if you know the underlying encoding system. Most of the time, the ones that you use will be the first 4.